Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse with Farm Bureau. A couple of important farmer surveys are winding down for this month. Dave Knock, director of the regional office covering Kentucky for the National Ag Statistics Service.
The surveys that are ongoing right now are the June Agricultural Survey and the June Area Survey, both of which are collecting data on crops that are planted and grains that are in storage. And this information is so critical to determine what the supply of grains are going to be this year. Once that planted acreage number is established, you can start to project what the production might be this year along with the supplies from last year's crop. And then we know what we've got to market for 2017, and that's going to start impacting the prices now with kind of what the new crop looks like.
I asked if down times in grain markets, like for the last few years, have an impact on survey participation. He didn't really think it would impact these two. He says as their surveys go, these are relatively short ones for farmers and ones whose results farmers will look to when they're tallied and released on June 30th.
They know that representing their farm in the surveys will contribute to providing that information they need to make marketing decisions that will hopefully improve the economic situation for not only their farms, but farms across the country.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back with Dave Knopp, director of the Nash Regional Office covering Kentucky, explaining that they're also doing some other survey work this summer, determining who will be contacted later this year for the Census of Agriculture.
This local information at the county level is very important in representing farmers and agriculture and rural communities when we're talking about federal benefits or farm programs or policies that affect rural communities. And a number of these people that we're contacting for this process, they aren't farmers, but we still need to determine which ones are the farmers and which ones aren't. And so it's important that if they're contacted, people will cooperate with the interviewer to explain what their particular situation is.
Knopp says the June survey results will be released June 30. Ag census activities will get underway this December. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.